Well, the overriding aim of the scheme is to increase the safety for all water users on our coastline, and that's bathers and watercraft users. We do need to create a balance, and the scheme itself continues the work of an application to amend or change our bylaws, which we've been doing over the last 18 months or so. Yeah, well, I mean, the sport itself or the activities do have an inherent risk that comes with the activities. We have just seen such a huge number or increase in users on our coastline. So the opportunity and that risk has increased due to the level of, due to the increase of numbers on our coastline. Well, I think sitting alongside the bylaws themselves, which manage the behaviour of users on the water, it enables us to have a better idea of who's using the coastline, the numbers, making sure that they're qualified, suitable users for the craft. 5% of all our watercraft that can cause us some problems with their behaviour on the water. There is a requirement of self-management. And again, as I say, there's just been such an increase of use in numbers that 5% is obviously slightly larger than it would normally be. But the majority of our users do behave. And this, we're trying hard not to penalise those users that do behave and improve and increase the safety for those users themselves.